In recent years, Americans have begun to face a shocking new reality. Gun violence is now the leading cause of death for kids in this country, something that is not true in any other affluent nation. But it's not just the physical pain that America's young have been grappling with. It's also losing friends and loved ones and the fear that they might be next. We went to Pennsylvania to talk to young people about how they see this, and that's where we met Trevor.
I had a gun on me and stuff like that, and I was basically using it for protection. Like, I felt threatened, so I just had to do what I felt like I had to do at the time.
He is 15, white, and skinny, born and raised in the Lancaster area. He likes snacks and building things and nice cars. In other words, he's a teenager. But about a year and a half ago, Trevor was arrested on gun charges. We're not using his full name because he is a minor, and we're talking about his arrest record. He says it all started on social media.
A couple people that had problems with texting me on Instagram, and they were like saying disrespectful stuff and stuff like that. They wanted to fight me, and I was just tired of it. So I was like, all right, like today's the day. Like we're gonna see what happens.
He bought a gun from a friend and went to the agreed upon location for the showdown. He said he didn't want to shoot anybody, but when he realized he was outnumbered, he fired several warning shots. Luckily, nobody was hit, but then he says he hit one of his would-be assailants with the butt of the gun. This all happened right before Christmas, and Trevor knew that that Christmas would be different.
I was about to go to sleep. I just closed my eyes, and I heard the police at my window, just a bunch of yelling, but I already knew I was cooked. I already knew I was done. So I just gave myself up. I told my dad, like, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to work out.
After his arrest, he spent time at a detention center, and that's where he met Will Kiefer. Since his college days, Kiefer told us he's been combining his love of fitness with his interest in working with kids and teens to help them direct their lives.
And the truth is, the kids don't feel safe. So we need to look deeply at that and figure out what can we do to make our kids feel safe so that while they know they shouldn't be carrying a firearm, while they know all the risks associated with that, they're more scared of being shot when they go to the corner store by someone who drives past them in a car. And until we can crack that code, we won't solve this problem.
In 2014, Kiefer founded the Benchmark Program.
Number six is going to be pull-ups on the pull-up bar. Everyone knows how to go pull-up, right?
Last year, the program moved into a new space in the heart of Lancaster, an historic city that's become a thriving art and culture hub while still surrounded by rolling green farmland. On the outside, it looks like any gym, but inside, it's fitted with cameras and metal detectors because, Kiefer explains, some kids have been threatened. Also inside, brightly decorated workout and hangout spaces, a kitchen for cooking classes, and whiteboards for lessons on budgeting and other life skills. Kiefer and his team are constantly trying new ideas because they've come to believe there is no quick way to stop something that's become part of the culture for many kids.
I'll be honest that that is a problem we don't have a solution to, but I'll tell you one thing that we found. Most of that's fueled by social media, and most of the reaction comes from, I got to respond quick, or else I'm going to lose the credibility that I have, the clout that I have, so I have to respond quick.
Social media. We heard that over and over again, including from Philadelphia filmmaker Kyra Knox, who wrote and directed a documentary about gun violence called Bad Things Happen in Philadelphia.
For me personally, I saw it starting to go bad, or you can even say worse, during social media. You know, when you were younger, if you got bullied, you go home and that's it. But then with social media, it continues, right? Or now people can show flashy things and people get jealous of lifestyles. So that's around the time that I started noticing when social media became really, really popular.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says the same.
Displaying guns on social media, some not even real guns, but just so that I can just display those guns. Or carrying a gun gave you this kind of allure in the community, particularly among your peers. I remember a young kid when I was working in school safety would come to school with bullets. And he would ultimately find out, well, why was he doing that? Because if he got caught with bullets, people would think he had a gun. And if he thought he had a gun, then he was being protected.
This means that kids and teens are on both sides of the gun barrel as victims and perpetrators, sometimes in the same incident. It's a vicious cycle. Kids carrying guns because they're afraid, which leads to more kids carrying guns and sometimes using them.
They have circumstances in their lives that I didn't have growing up. So they are bound to respond to those circumstances, but they're just kids.
With local law enforcement overwhelmed and political leaders at stalemate, as in Washington, Pennsylvania's legislature is divided, We saw people like Will Kiefer stepping in by creating safe spaces for kids to be kids. That includes organizations like Work to Ride. That organization was founded by Leslie Heiner in 1994 to create opportunities for kids in Philadelphia to ride horses.
I just had the idea that if I could find kids that had as much passion about it as I do, right, that it would keep them out of trouble.
Kareem Rosser was one of those kids who discovered that passion and more. The now 31-year-old financial analyst credits the program for expanding his horizons beyond his West Philly neighborhood.
Me and Leslie and your organization opened up so many doors for me just thinking back on some of the things, most importantly, education. I was able to go to private school. I went to Valley Forge Military Academy on a scholarship where I played polo. I've been able to travel the world, been on almost every continent playing polo. I've lost a lot of people in my life to gun violence. Most recently, my late brother, David, who introduced us to this barn.
I'm sorry.
He was killed right before it started the pandemic in March, so this made it 4 years since he's been gone.
I'm so sorry.
He was gunned down in Philly right around the corner from where we grew up.
It's not just adults who want to make a difference. It's young people like Jordan Dill.
Can I make two?
He's 16 and a standout basketball player at Germantown Friends School, but even his basketball prowess hasn't made him immune to the violence around him.
When I was young, when I was probably grade school, got a couple friends that passed away from gun violence, so it's, it's hard, but, I'm used to it now. I know that's crazy to say, but I'm used to it, so.
Despite his demanding schedule of homework, school practice, and an AAU club team, Jordan spends just about every Sunday afternoon shooting hoops at another community project, Shoot Basketballs, Not People, the hope being that his star power will draw other kids to the program, giving them a place to work out, have company, and, yes, stay safe. Jordan's mom, Judith, supports all this, even though it means a lot of driving for her and her husband.
My oldest daughter was a victim of gun violence at the age of 8, I can't go through that again. So these programs really, touch home for us.
But as much as all these programs matter, Will Kiefer says one thing matters most when it comes to kids, staying with it.
If we're going to solve this problem, it's not about a gazillion more dollars to fund programs like this. It's about a model in how we treat kids. And that's not short term. That's not easy. That's long term. And it's hard to find people who are willing to go the extra mile.
For his part, Trevor believes that he's found the support he needs to turn his life around. Now he wants to learn a trade, buy a nice car, and for people to understand what it's like out here.
They was telling me that I'm a menace to society, and I was a little upset, but it didn't really faze me. I know the truth. I know what goes on. Like, I know I'm not this just crazy person. I feel like I've done everything for some type of reason.